Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, as we say every day, you can find us any day, any time, any hour, any place you're near a computer, at voiceofvision.org. Well, we're excited today about this teaching we're bringing called Bound to Be Free, and we're touching on what on the surface going to seem like a controversial subject in a sense, because we're going to talk about slavery. But it's about spiritual freedom. And Paul in 1 Corinthians 7:22 says, "For he who was called in the Lord as a slave is a freedman of the Lord. Likewise, he who is free when called is a slave of Christ." That's 1 Corinthians 7:22. Let me go ahead and read verses 21 through 24, 1 Corinthians 7. "Were you a slave when called? Do not be concerned about it. But if you can gain your freedom, avail yourself of the opportunity. For he who was called in the Lord as a slave is a freedman of the Lord. Likewise, he who was free when called is a slave of Christ. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God." And that is the important thing. Now, see, in Paul's day, and even up till today, we see the cruel context of slavery in some societies. And I want to tell you straight up, you can see it in this verse right here, and don't believe that the New Testament especially condones slavery as you would know it. Paul and the New Testament do not condone slavery. They were simply using it to teach that even under the worst of conditions, a child of God could radiate the light of Christ. They were free men indeed if they could feel their freedom in Christ while bound by the earth's chains. Even though most of the world, thank God, does not have institutionalized slavery anymore. Well, in some areas they do, and sex trafficking and terrible things. But how about there in America? This applies here and other places and everywhere, really, to employer-employee relationships and things like that. Let me read Colossians 3:22 through 24. It says, "Slaves," in other words, servants, "obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." And then it says in verse 25, "For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality." And, of course, it goes on in chapter 4 to say, "Masters, treat your slaves justly." And again, they're not condoning slavery. They say that's the condition of the day, but Christians have to act differently. Looking at the context of, let's say, Titus chapter 2, we see Paul stressing that Christ-like behavior is a witness to show that all people may come to Christ regardless of social status or gender or race. These aren't the things that matter. A circumcised heart is what matters. Whether younger or older, richer or poor, slave or free, man or woman, or whatever the case may be, the salvation that is in Christ is to be modeled for all to see that Christians can come from anywhere, and that God will save anyone, anywhere, even a slave, who will come to Him. Now, it's just because a slave, and again, I know it seems like a harsh word, but that, like a program we've done previous to this one called Behold His Beauty, where we saw against the sinful backdrop of man, you know, Christ shines more brightly, and Christ and His freedom shines brightly against some terrible situations. So, if I use the word slave, I do not mean to offend. I mean to set up the kingdom of Christ in your heart. And just because a slave can and should please God doesn't mean Paul is teaching that God doesn't want men to be free. Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set you free." And that means spiritually, but even physically. It says here, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:21, we read it, "If you can gain your freedom, avail yourself of the opportunity." You see, he's not talking about being a slave is a good thing. He's saying that being a Christian, while being as in a bad situation as a slave, that's a gracious thing unto God. That's where God's power moves. Now, when he says, if you can gain your freedom, you avail yourself of the opportunity, he meant legally, not by escaping, of course, right? Just because you can glorify God in that dark place you're in, let's bring it home to you now, that doesn't necessarily mean God wants to leave you there. But your attitude must be that if he does leave you there, you will serve him by serving in that situation anyway. Again, let's move this out of the realm of exact slavery and whatever you're in bondage to, or whatever has got you suffering, or that bad boss, that bad job, that bad car, that bad church, that bad pastor, that bad spouse, those bad children, that bad family, whatever it is that makes you feel like you are a slave. God is not necessarily saying he will leave you in that dark place. What he's saying is that your attitude's got to be that you will serve him and give him glory in that situation anyway. If you can be free, if you can be loosed, if you can be made whole, healed, helped, or whatever, then you should praise the Lord. If not, well, then you're supposed to praise the Lord too. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. That is 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and that should be someone's life verse, I tell you. No matter what earthly situation you find yourself in, you're supposed to keep yourself in the love of God. That's Jude 1:21. And don't entangle yourself in spiritual slavery again. You see, it says in verse 23, you were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. And he means that in the primary sense, spiritually. Are you spiritually yoked to those that would keep you bound? That's what was happening in the Galatian church. There were men that came in, the Judaizers, that said you had to do this and you had to do that and keep the feast or get circumcised to be saved or to be a better Christian. And Paul says, no way. No way. Don't entangle yourself in spiritual bondage again. Again, being ambassador for Jesus in your bad situation is earning a great reward in heaven by honoring our Lord. Even in the context as cruel as slavery. See, that's the bottom line. Even if it comes down to that, you're supposed to do it as a Christian. So if you're in something less than that, no one can say there isn't such a thing as bad as that. That's physical slavery. Unless someone hears this all around the world somewhere, and I hope that you do, and I hope that you can get free, and I pray that you're spiritually free first. Amen. Or that if you're set free, that you become spiritually free. But being an ambassador for Jesus in a context as cruel as slavery is earning great reward in heaven by honoring our Lord, who experienced a more dramatic drop-off in dignity than any of us on earth could face or possibly even imagine. To be a shining light in a dark situation is to do the Lord's work the Lord's way. A slave whom God allows to continue in that is bound to be free. Bound in order to be free. Bound in order to set others free. Bound to be free at last. In other words, bound to show that he's actually free. He's going to be free, and he actually is free. Bound in order to show his freedom in Christ. He may be bound, but eventually he will be set free because death will bring him to heaven. He may be bound, but no one is quite so free. Are you listening, friends? He may be bound. You may be bound. You may be in a situation that you can't get yourself out of. But no one is quite so free as the one who feels his freedom in Christ while shackled with the world's chains. In other words, his chains are for the glory of the Lord. Others whom God is calling will see Christ. If you're in a bad situation and instead of complaining, you start praising, people will wonder what's going on with you and they will give glory to God who is in heaven. The Apostle Paul found himself locked up in a Roman jail. But God used the letters he wrote there to set people free for nearly 2,000 years. You know, what they call the Epistle of Joy. The Philippians, rejoice again. Right? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. He wrote that while he was in jail. The Apostle Paul was chained to a rock on the island of Patmos, but he saw the revelation, right? He saw a revelation of the rock greater than any man in history. He was bound, but he was free. The mature Christian may be bound by some situation, but they know that they are bound to win even in death. They are bound, yet free. And we need to show the world the truth as living pictures of the gospel, that Christ was bound up on that cross, setting man free from sin and death for eternity. People talk about being Christ-like. How about this way, friends? This would ultimately be Christ-like. You know, we read in Philippians many times, in Philippians 3, where he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. But then it says, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable even unto his death. See, we are dead to sin and self, and alive to God. And no earthly chains can bind our spirits while we trust in our deliverer. You need, friends, this is just so important. We need to see 1 Corinthians 7:22 in the light of the context of the New Testament and God's redemptive plan. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, the key is to be filled with the Spirit in that situation. The greatest witnessing a Christian can do is by doing what a mature Christian would do in that dark situation. We need ambassadors on all fronts. Portraits of grace pictured within every scenario. And yes, friends, especially bad ones. Philippians 1:29 says it's been given unto you, you know, a gift as charis, you know, like we say charismatics, a gift, grace, has been given you not only to believe, but also to suffer for his name's sake. Wow. Did you ever think of that? Suffering is a gift. Wow. But we need people that are portraits of grace even in bad scenarios, especially then, so that those without hope can see that there is hope for final redemption, that God has not forgotten them in their chains. And we're not supposed to forget other people in their chains. The book of Colossians at the end, Paul says, remember my chains. Because he wrote it in prison, but he still had joy. And he had hope, and he was showing that even though he had been chained, that even though he was bound, the Word of God is not bound. And God has not forgotten people in their chains, and they can be delivered for all eternity. No earthly chain, are you listening to me, friends, can strangle the Spirit of Spirit of God. No earthly chain can strangle the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We need to be filled with the Spirit and feel our freedom. Sometimes, and perhaps as we grow in grace most often, the power of God is not to deliver you from a situation, but through and in that situation itself. So others who are not Christians or those who are weak in the faith, they can see what a mature believer would do in the same situation. Sometimes God has us bound in order to show others what God's true freedom really is. You think about that, friends. When everyone around you is in the same dark place, whether that be at work, at church, at school, in your family, right? Wherever you are, if everybody is in that same mode, in that same mood, in that same malaise, everyone is in the same dark place, who do they look for? If everyone was in a dark cave, who would they look for? They look for the one with the light. Now, that's like looking for the one who is bound to be free of being a slave to Christ. You see, friends, you may feel like you're bound, but in Christ you can be free. You are bound to show that you truly are free in Christ. It's such an important thing. I hope that you go over these verses again and again and realize your true freedom in Christ. That's all the time we have for today. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. God bless you.
Next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.